the Acadian Neutrals. For the next 10 years, life in Acadia went on without any major interruptions. However, the English had not forgotten about the unwillingness of the Acadians to take the oath. What the British had failed to recognize back in 1713 and in 1720 was that the colonials, French or English, could not be expected to simply do as they were told. A unique political culture stressing individualism and compromise had developed in North America. In Europe, people tended to be more unquestioningly accepting of authority. In North America, people were preoccupied with concepts like justice, equality, and especially fair treatment. The English finally recognized this fact when they approached the Acadians in 1730 with a more palatable or acceptable conditional oath. Compared to previous versions, the conditional oath had four important alterations. Firstly, the Acadians would never have to serve in the army of the English king. Secondly, the Catholic Church, probably most important, would continue to be respected and enjoy its ancient privileges, like collecting of the tithe, and so on. The Acadians would never have to fight either France or the Mi'kmaq First Nation. And the Acadians would agree to never fight the English under any circumstances. Now, interestingly enough, two versions of the oath were produced, one French and the other English. The English version apparently did not contain any reference to the compromises listed above. The French version, however, did. I'm not too sure what the English were up to here. Did they think they could fool the French into speaking an oath in English? Not very likely. Then why? I'm inclined to think the English version was useful for propaganda purposes. Okay, that being, it was published for the benefit of the 13 colonies. Because if you picture it like this, Protestant Americans would not have been very pleased with Catholics receiving freedom of religion within a British colony. American reaction to future acts of government passed by the British in later years, like the Royal Proclamation in 1763 and the Quebec Act in 1774, which both guaranteed the freedom of religion for Catholics, French people, would seem to justify the English being worried about an American overreaction to religious freedom being granted to the Catholics in 1730. The English, of course, were far more concerned with practical matters like stability, whereas the Americans had the luxury of being preoccupied with such things as religious differences and so on. Now, the Acadians spoke the French version of the oath. Their loyalty was assured, and they became known as the Acadian Neutrals. In 1745, when the English attacked Fort Louisbourg, the French at Annapolis Royal remained loyal to England.